We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 8:11 at WCCO. Let's head over to the University of Minnesota. The president of the university, Eric Kaler, joins us. Mr. President, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Well, doing well. I want to ask you about leaving and what's next for you. Before I do that, though, let me just kind of follow up on the heels of a story you may have heard here at 8 o'clock about this building name feud that's going on at the University of Minnesota. And President Kaler, can we just kind of retrace the history of this? When did this come up? When did you initially address this?
So some of our scholars, probably now 2 years ago, began to investigate in our archives the history of the U in the 1930s and into the middle, perhaps early 40s, around what leaders were doing, and in particular how we were treating people of color and Jewish students. And they discovered some things that were a little bit unsettling, and that was laid out in an exhibit called Campus Divided last year. And in response to that, student groups and some faculty really wanted a deeper look at what leadership was doing at the U during that period of our history. And so I commissioned a couple of groups to first decide what a process would be to look at that, and then a second group to look at some specific cases. They came forward with some recommendations earlier this year, which I then endorsed and brought to the Board of Regents for their discussion and review. And as you might imagine, it's a contentious subject. Renaming buildings is a big deal. It's a national conversation. It's happening in a lot of places. And there are strong views on both sides of the issue. And so what you're seeing is the process that we are using to sort out what our path forward will be with respect to honoring those individuals. And it's a work in progress. It's as lots of things in a democracy, not always pretty or clean or straightforward, but I think it's a conversation that needs to be had.
Before you end your tenure, will you be able to get that resolved?
Well, that was my hope when I started out. I think it's turned out to be perhaps a little more complicated and a little more of a heated topic than I originally expected. So I'm going to continue to try to get the plane on the ground before I finish so that my successor doesn't have to have those conversations. But whether or not I can do that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and I know one of the things that we've chatted about in private before, but is our rising costs for these students and student debt. Is there any? Do you see any solution for that?
Well, I'm really proud of where we are now after 8 years of work on the problem. You know, we've been able to bend the curve and really have minimal tuition increases on the Twin Cities campus, and even lower tuition increases on our system campuses. So, you know, over my 8 years, tuition has gone up at a rate that's not been as low since the Eisenhower administration, when I think perhaps maybe Dave, both of us were born. And that's a good thing. An increasing fraction of our students graduate without debt. 44% of our students graduate debt-free. And if you graduate with debt, it's $1,500 lower than it was 7 years ago. So, you know, we're making progress. But again, it's so critical for us to have a strong partnership with the state of Minnesota in their appropriation to us. They have a whole lot to say about how much tuition we need to charge.
As you look back, and I know it's with some humility you'll say this, but accomplishments, what do you feel best about?
Well, that's not a very good Minnesota question to ask.
I tried to preface that for you.
Thank you. But, you know, I think the tuition trajectory that I just mentioned is significant. We've embarked on the first philanthropic campaign at the U for 16 years, a campaign called Driven, a $4 billion campaign where $3.3 billion of the way there I'm very proud of that. We have over 220,000 donors. Half of them are making their first contribution to the U. We've really tried to open the door to students of color. We have 46% more students of color than when I started. And our research enterprise is going great guns. We've spun off more than 130 startup companies in the past 9 years. That's a big deal. So we're educating more people of color. We're opening doors, and we're creating new opportunities in the business world. And you know, I'm a pretty big Gopher sports fan, so we've leaned into facilities there, and I think we've got that program going in the right direction as well.
Anything you would do differently?
Well, you would always benefit from 2020 hindsight. I always wish that I had had more time to listen, more time to talk to constituencies, and be able to tell our story better. But you know, at the end of the day, there's only so many hours in a day, and you know, I've spent my time doing what I think will make a difference for the U.
Advice for the incoming president.
Well, you know, it's people say, well, you know, you have shoes to fill. Well, everybody brings their own shoes, and everybody has their strengths and their points of view. And Joan Gable, I think, is incredibly accomplished and ready to do this job. She'll be different than I am, and that's a good thing. I will simply encourage her to do what I said, which is listen, be careful about the advice you take, and be thoughtful and open to new ideas and new perspectives about the direction that you can go into.
What will your role be, Mr. President?
So I'm going to work with the foundation for a year as President Emeritus, and then begin the transition into my faculty job. I'm going to teach some chemical engineering classes for a few years, and I'm looking forward to that.
Board of Regents, is there anything you do differently with the Board of Regents? Is it set up okay? Is the Minnesota system fine or not?
Well, it's clearly a complicated system to elect regents now. The legislature does that in joint session. The governor doesn't have much input. If you've seen one way to elect regents, you've seen one way to elect regents in the United States. And, you know, this lets the people of Minnesota have a clear voice. And we're delighted to work with the 12 individuals the legislature sends to us to be regents.
Hey, there's a story that came out, and I don't know if you know anything about this, President Kaler, but there's a work group led by University Services drafting a policy that would prohibit most pets from university offices, labs, and classrooms because disabilities obviously would still be permitted. But what we call now emotional support animals, because I know the U was kind of up front and the first to have you know, the kids before they take tests had an opportunity to have pets and their stress relievers. But any thoughts on that, or is that out of your wheelhouse?
No, it ultimately will flow through my office, and you know, there are a lot of moving pieces at the U, and I don't touch all of them. But when this one comes up, I am going to ask some questions. I'm a huge dog lover, and you know, we need to be sure that while we're, you know, respectful of the fact that not everybody likes animals. Some people are deadly afraid of dogs, and so having them in a room with other students creates some complications. But I'm going to look pretty carefully at how we can make that work for everybody.
Well, listen, I know you have a busy day. Always good to hear your voice. We will, I'm sure, talk again soon. But thank you, President Kaler.
Thank you so much, Dave. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
University of Minnesota President Eric Kaler, WCCO Traffic and Weather's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.